Simin Shinlin Beis, Sif Beis. Mechaber discusses somebody who's learning from a sefer, Alagag on the roof, as opposed to Sif Aleph, we're discussing that was a walk where many people walk. Here he's just sitting on the roof, and Mr. Berg explains it's a roof that's Rosh Yachid, and it has the Rosh Rabbah in front of it, and the sefer rolls out of his hands, but he's still holding on to it at the other end. So the Mechaber says, as long as they not get into the 10th Fachim of a shrabim closest to the ground, as long as still more than 10 tefachim or approximately 3 feet off the ground, you can still pull back to yourself because it's in the Malkum Patur. It didn't land yet, shrabim, it didn't even enter shrabim, it's still in the Malkum Patur. Above 10 tefachim in shrabim is Malkum Patur. Once it got in the 10 tefachim that's close to the ground, so now it gets a little more complicated. Now it depends that if the wall of the house is slanty and it's as such that it's resting already, it already landed on the wall of the house, below 10 tefachim, within 10 tefachim, down closer to the ground. So then already it's a problem. It's a problem to bring it back because it's considered already the hanocha in the Rosh Rabbah. And then you'd not be able to bring it back. Now the problem is because the Kaddish is safe, it's going to be Zion. Okay, so we say to turn it over, that the writing should be upside down towards the ground, and the back of the cloth, the back of the sefer should be up in the air, and you leave it as such. And that's all you're allowed to do, even though it's a question of Zion because of the Kaddish, and even though you're still holding on to one end of it on the roof in the Rosh Yachid. But, you know, it's a drabbanon in such a case of bringing it back from the shrabim where it landed to the Rosh Yachid. And you know, it's only it's drabbanon because you're holding on to it at one end. And we're dealing with Kisvei Kodesh. Still, since the bazaar over here is not as great as it was in the previous sif with the skufa, with the public walkway. And therefore, all we let you do is turn it over and leave it as such. And that's all you're allowed to do. And you would not be allowed to do anything more than that. Now, let's say the wall is not slanty, and therefore it's dangling in the air. The part that you lost control over is dangling in the air, less than 10 tefachim above the ground. Then the Mechaber says you could roll it back. You could bring it back to yourself. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, we're discussing even only a drop of airspace above the ground. Even a drop. That's good enough that you could bring it back. The Bira Gra argues, and he says if it's in 3 tefachim on the ground, it's loved, it's considered on the ground. But the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch, is not like that. And therefore, as long as it's not touching the ground, it's still fine. Now, this is by Kisvei Kodesh. Well, if it's a random thing, a random item, a random book, or something that's not Kisvei Kodesh, so we still allow you to pull it back because it does not have a proper hanach in the Shrabim. So Mishnah Berurah first says, other things, once they got into the Bam Ten Tefachim close to the ground in Avir Shrabim, you already cannot bring it back to yourself because you're afraid next time it's going to fall completely on the ground, you're going to bring it back to yourself. But it's Yish Bekilim, other places are going to make all about this and not worry about it. Another thing that has to be pointed out is that when we say that if it's a slanty wall and if it's resting on the wall, then it's a problem to bring it back once it's below resting below that tefachim. We're explaining it's only if it's rabbi mekasvel. People like rest and lean on that wall. It's a part of the shtamsh of shrabim. Otherwise, that wall, the side of the wall is considered like a karmelis, and since we're dealing with kisvei kodesh, and karmelis only just rabbanon, and you're still holding on, we would allow you to bring it back. Simishin and gimel, the dim of zizim shrabim. First, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber discusses, you have two houses and two strides of the street. Either they belong to one person or they belong to two people, you have Eichatzeres between them. So you should be allowed to transfer things from one to the other. One house to the other, because you do have Eichatzeres or belongs to one person. So now you want to throw from one house to the other. So if the two of them are both the same height, that means the roof that you're throwing it or the window are both the same height, you can throw from one to the other. We're not afraid that it's going to drop, I'm going to drop Shram, and you're going to go to Shram and bring it back to Shach and do Achnas for Shram Shachid. Because probably you'll do a good throw since the two houses are both the same height. Mishnah Berurah explains, we're discussing over here that we're throwing it's the Malame Asar Tvachim, it's about 10 Tvachim off the ground or Shrabim. So it's a Shachat or Shachat Derech Malkum Patur, which is Mutter. As opposed to below 10 Tvachim, it's a Shachat or Shachat Derech Shrabim, that would be Asar. Now, let's say one of the houses is taller than the other, or you're throwing from a window of one house to the other, and one's taller than the other. So now it's a harder throw to get that should not miss and should not land in the street. So then it's also a throw from one to the other. Zerian might come to, you might miss, you might come to pick it up and bring it to the house to Achnasa for Shabbos Yachid. Unless it's a klicheris or something like that, if it falls, it's going to break, then there's no kashash to bring it to the house if you do a bad throw, because it'll break, there'll be nothing left to bring in. The Mechaber also says we're dealing over here, there's a shrabim between the two houses. But what's in between two houses is only a karmelis, not a shrabim. So then, even if the houses are not the same height, we'll let you throw from one to the other, because there's no kashash that you're going to be over on a serious issue here. Because even if it falls, and you make the mistake of going out together and bringing it back into your house, you're bringing from a karmelis to shiach, which is only drabbanon. So to say that you can't throw from one house to the other because maybe it's going to land on the ground and you're going to bring it in, that's like a gzera. And therefore, it's only a real shram between the two houses, not the same height. That's going to be also a throw from one to the other, unless the klicheris or something like that that will break if it falls anyway.